No.
Did you ever farm?
No, I never did farm. I raised on the farm. But as I say, the time we lived up that Grove State, and we had, well, it's 2 miles from Grove State here. And a mile and 3/4 of that along this road was where he raised all that cotton. My dad did.
He did?
And had, well, he leased all this land here. It was, he had tenant houses on it, and he leased all that. And when he left us, I told you that he was the overseer on this Augusta plantation for 17 years.
Yes, sir.
And when he left that to come down here to start raising cotton, well, the people, the farmers, the people, the personnel on the farm that was working all his labors, they loved him, I'm telling you the truth, and they all wanted to come with him when he left and come down here. And he took them all that he possibly could take, and he had them all on his, in his houses, and gave them all a pair of meals and farming implements, and advanced them so much groceries every month, and set them up in business. Just like I say, he was doing fine, and about a year and a half, 2 years after that, the Bowie was wiped them out. Mexican Bowie was introduced themselves in a way that you couldn't forget it, so they just ate up the cotton.
They did?
And that put him out of business. And, but he had two, three little farms here that all one of them had about 400 acres in it. And we used to labor was raised up on that. And he bought a place down here in these woods. It's an isolated place. You had to go through 2 miles of wooded land to get to this place I'm telling you about. And we called it Moonshine.
Moonshine?
Yeah, and he had an old trusty colored fella running that thing. They had as many as 500 hogs at one time roaming those woods, raising hogs, and they're doing fine. It didn't cost anything, you know, didn't have to lease any land or anything like that. All that was open territory.
Yes.
It was a big job to keep people from stealing the hogs, and never did stop that far as that goes. But old Jonas Wade, that is this old boy's man, he and his mother lived out on this at Moonshine. And they had a big house out there, and they had, well, there was three houses on the place. And my daddy bought that, and that was our hunting lodge. Boy, I spent many a day out there hunting. We used to go out there every weekend, and all during the hunt. Well, there was no hunting season then. The whole year was a hunting season. But every time we got a chance, we boys, we'd pack up and hitch up a wagon or something and go out to Moonshine and take us something to eat, and have the biggest time of us had many a joyful trip out there in my young days.
Yes, sir. You
all still got that, and I still own my part of Moonshine, and I've got a nice concrete block camp on it. A little kind of two-story affair. My two grandsons and their friends went out there. Well, we went out there early in this past summer and poured a slab to build an addition to the camp, build a screen porch.